Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. While I have good news on tonight, God is blessing this worldwide platform and ministry. This worldwide platform ministry is really growing beyond the numbers that I could have ever expected. So I just give God the glory and honor and praise for what he's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes because I know it is the work of the Lord. It is not me that's doing the work. I thank God for this worldwide platform and for every listener that tunes in faithfully. I want you all to know that I love you and I pray for you all constantly. So as we get ready to go into prayer, as we always do, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering God's Word on tonight myself. And my message title, for those of you that have pens and paper that might want to write this down before we go into prayer, my message title is, Whose Report Are You Believing Today? Once again, tonight's message title, I will be delivering God's word very shortly. Whose report are you believing today? That's a good question for all Christians on today. Whose report are you believing on today? But we're going to get ready to go into prayer. We always open up with prayer because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is in his name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that through him we can be redeemed and we can be restored back to you in full relationship with you. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that still works. We thank you that it would never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight, that you alone will be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Should there be any listeners on tonight, Heavenly Father, that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, who are not saved in his name, who are spiritually blind on tonight, it's our hope and desire and prayer that something will be said through your word on tonight that would touch their hearts to the point that they would yield and they would open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And after they are saved, they will come to know their God purpose, that they will be able to walk in it, live in it, and fulfill it in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up, continue to lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight, all over the land, all those that have lost loved ones due to this worldwide epidemic, this coronavirus, all those that have lost loved ones due to the virus, and not only them, but those that have lost loved ones for whatever other reasons or tonight. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your presence and let them feel your peace, your joy, even in their hour of bereavement. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for still being our healer through your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed, we are set free, and we're delivered in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that you are still healing on today. Move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are behind prison bars, those that are incarcerated all over the land. Continue to move by your Spirit. Continue to send vessels into those institutions, even the youth detention centers and the halfway houses and the homes where women and children go to escape from being abused. Send the word their way, Heavenly Father, that they would be able to stand on your word and receive your word and know that you are God and you're with them, Heavenly Father, no matter where they are. And let them feel your presence as our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask again that you will continue to have your way on tonight, that you alone will be glorified. Continue to bless each listener, that you will be glorified through them. Grant them the desires of their hearts as our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to us saying, God has a perfect track record of keeping his word. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, God has a perfect track record of keeping his word. Well, on tonight, we are continuing to pray for the families of our own Deacon Lee Rudolph of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We also continue to lift up the families of Deaconess Liz Somerville, also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and our brother Adolphus Thompson. We continue to lift up his family, his wife Sharon and his son Eric and her other son. We continue to lift up that family and also the family of Pastor Kenneth E. Harris, the pastor of Detroit Bible Tabernacle, in the loss of his wife, Sister First Lady Sister Ruthie Harris, who succumbed to this coronavirus. So we continue to lift up all those that have bereaved all over the land, whether it's from the virus or not. We know that we are to always encourage one another in God's word. So we want to continue to lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight. Know that we love you. God loves you even more. We want to continue to bless and lift up our bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Church family, and the Morning Star Baptist Church, where I am the musician, and Pastor Ideal Tillman, and First Lady Helen Tillman, and the Morning Star Baptist Church. We want to continue to lift up all those churches and families in the body of Christ all over the land that are lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. We want to continue to encourage you on tonight to continue to stay in God's word. So right now, as we get ready to prepare to go into God's word, once again, I will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So I do pray that you have your Bibles and your paper and your pencils, because I'm going to be giving you a different varieties of scriptures as we go forward in God's word on tonight. So as we do, we're going to play for our music break on tonight. We thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank God that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. So that's why we're praying on tonight for the music break. Cover me, Lord. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. I pray.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord once again. I really love that song. Cover me, Lord. If you are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, and I pray that we all are on tonight, then we know that we are already covered by the blood of Jesus. And I love what the word of God promises his people, his saints, that once we're in the hands of Jesus Christ, nothing and no one can pluck us out of God's hands. So right now, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along as we get ready to go into God's Word on tonight. Again, I will be delivering God's Word. And the message title for tonight is, Whose Report Are You Believing Today? Once again, Whose Report Are You Believing Today? So we will be coming from different variety of scriptures on tonight. So that's why it's important that you have your Bible and your paper and your pen ready to follow along as we get ready to go through God's Word on tonight. I'm going to start off by saying that as Christians and followers of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we should always stand on God's Word and its report. More so today than ever before. In the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 13. Again, the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 13. It tells us, and it says to all of us, and the blood of the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And then while we are looking at the scriptures, we want to turn up and look at in the book of Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse number 3. The book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse number 3. It says unto us, then shall we know. Again, it says, then shall we know. If we follow on to the Lord, to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter in form of rain unto the earth. So we have a choice as Christians on today. We all have a choice, and that choice is to believe God's word and his report, or to believe the report of the world. I choose to believe the report of the Lord on tonight. And that word believe, it means or equals to trust. I trust God's word, I trust his report. Again, the word believe means or equals trust. Again, I personally, myself, I can't choose for you, but I personally choose to believe God's report. See, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He also comes to try to make Christians doubt God and his word or his report. He also comes to instill fear into the hearts of followers of Jesus Christ. Yes, even more so today with what's going on in the world today. My brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, we must stand on God's word. Again, we must stand on God's word. When he promises us that he would never leave nor forsake us at any time, that's a promise from God himself. We must believe God's word and report that tells us that if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And that's found in the book of John, chapter 8, verse number 36. Again, we must believe God's word and his report that tells us that if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Again, that's coming from John, the book of John, chapter 8, verse number 36. We must continue to believe, and the book of Ephesians lets us know that we must continue to believe. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 17, which tells us that Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Yes, even as we are going through this worldwide pandemic today, we must remember Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 7, which says, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 7 says, the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him. Again, the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him. Isn't that good news on tonight? Knowing that God is always listening for his saints. He's listening for our prayers. And even more so, he is also listening out for sinners' prayers, those that are not saved in Jesus' name, those that are spiritually blind. He is listening out for your prayers as well. He will hear your prayer. He will hear your cry. If you are spiritually blind on tonight and you truly want a relationship with God, the Father, our Heavenly Father and Creator, and you want a personal relationship with his Son, our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, God is listening out for your prayers as well. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 2, reminds us, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Our Heavenly Father has a perfect track record of keeping his word. So again, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, tells us that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. That's God talking, Jesus talking, speaking to his saints on tonight. He said that when we pass through the waters, whatever the waters that is, you're dealing with in your life, that you may seem like you're never going to find a way of escape or come out of that water or flood or fire, whatever that situation may be in your life that you're dealing with, God, he promises us that he will be with us. Yes, our Heavenly Father has a perfect track record of keeping his word. I am so grateful that he has a perfect track record of keeping his word. Why? As followers of Jesus Christ, we should be grateful. We should be thankful that God is not like man. Again, the question is, whose report are you believing on today or tonight? Whose report are you believing? As we continue to deal with this worldwide virus and pandemic, God's word asks this question in the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verse 5. Again, the book of Psalms, chapter 42, Psalms chapter 42, verse 5, asks this question, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. If you still believe God's word and report today, as we should, as Christians, we are to speak his healing words, and we are to speak words of encouragement to those who believe the world's report. Again, if you still believe in God's word and his report today as Christians, we are to speak healing words. We are to speak words of encouragement to those who believe the world's report on tonight. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 24, it says unto us, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Once again, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bone, to the bones. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, reminds every believer in Jesus Christ that we are to stand firm and let nothing move you. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, we are, as Christians, we are to stand firm, let nothing move you. In other words, we are to continue to stand on our most holy faith in God today like never before. We must continue to believe and stand on God's word and his report, not the report of the world, the report of the Lord. So on tonight, whose report are you believing on tonight? Are you believing the report of God, or are you believing the report of the world, the report of mankind. I choose to believe the report of the Lord on tonight. So that is the word for tonight. It's not a long word, but that's what God gave me to give to you, the people of God, on tonight, because he knows who's going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. And I pray that even though it was not a long word on tonight, it was a short word, but I pray that something was said on tonight that will be a blessing to you as the listeners on tonight, that you will be encouraged on tonight. And I pray that you was able to follow along and write down these scriptures that I read scriptures from on tonight, that you can go back to those scriptures and be encouraged and blessed by those scriptures again in your leisure time. So I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. And as we get ready to move forward, we're going to close out in prayer. And you, as a Christian, continue to be encouraged in the Lord on tonight, knowing that all things are possible with God. And we must continue to encourage one another in the word of God. We must continue to be a light in this dark world, that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, even while we're going through this pandemic and this worldwide experiencing this worldwide virus throughout the world. Still must be the lights that are shining in the darkness. We must still stand on God's word, declaring the good news of Jesus Christ, that even through this pandemic that we're experiencing even on today, that souls can be saved and will be saved as we, as followers of Jesus Christ, will stand on his word. Not only follow and stand on his word, but be doers of his word and not just hearers only. That somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in you, my sister, my brother in Christ, and see, and somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in me. That God will be glorified through us is our prayer in Jesus' name. So I pray again that something was said on tonight, that you were able to receive and something from this word on tonight. Again, that you will be blessed by it and that you will be encouraged to move forward in the Lord and in the power of God's word, and that you will continue to believe and stand on the word of God and his promises. And remember that you must, as Christians, we must believe the report of the Lord, not the report of the world, not the report of mankind, but the report of the Lord. Because again, God is not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. He don't slumber nor sleep. His eyes are in every place. And he promised that he would never leave us, his children. He would never leave us. And he promised that he would never forsake us. So we can stand on God's word. We can take that to the bank. God's word, his word is true. So again, I pray that you have received something from this word, this short message on tonight, that will be encourage your heart, and that you will be able to continue to be a blessing to others as you move forward and fulfill your individual God purpose. And then as a corporate body of believers, that we will be able to continue to fulfill our corporate body duties and God purpose and assignments in the earth for God's glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. I'm asking all listeners to continue to pray one for another, continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer, continue to encourage one another. We know we can't really go out and visit, so you can always call each other. You can get on your internet. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Snapchat or whatever other devices that you have, that you can speak to your loved ones and friends and neighbors and let them know that you're concerned about them and that you care for them and that you're praying for them. Let them know that you're reaching out to them, so that even though we cannot physically be around each other right now, that you are still praying for them. You are on their hearts, on your heart. They are on your hearts and on your mind, and you want to let them know that they are not alone, and let them know that they too can stand on God's word and believe the report of the Lord. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You are our promise keeper. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us, even though we know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it, but we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace on tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to strengthen your people all over the land. Continue to encourage us in your word, Heavenly Father. Continue to let us remember to stand on your word and on your report, the report of the Lord. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you will continue to move by your spirit in the lives of your people, that as we move forward, even through this worldwide pandemic and through experiencing this worldwide virus, that we can continue to be the lights in this dark, sinful world, that somebody that may be still spiritually blind, that they would be able to open their mouth after hearing your word, Heavenly Father, as you speak through us, through your Holy Spirit, as you give us words to give to your people, that are to the people of God and the people that are spiritually blind on tonight. And as we move forward, that they too will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. Even while we're going through this worldwide pandemic and experiencing this worldwide virus, that they can be saved in Jesus' name, and they continue to, they will be able to come to know their own individual God purpose, that they will be able to fulfill it in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we continue to bless the listeners on tonight. We thank you for this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we just thank you for allowing us to be the vessels, the ambassadors, the stewards over this worldwide platform. And we thank you for every guest that comes forward over this worldwide ministry and platform that deliver your word and that give words of encouragement to your people all over the land. We thank you for each one of them. We ask that you will continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus and continue to cover your people, Heavenly Father, in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you again that the blood of Jesus still works and it would never lose its power. So we thank you for your, again, Heavenly Father, for your promise that once we're in your hands, nothing and no one can pluck us out. So we just bless your name on tonight. You are truly worthy to be praised. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're experiencing right now, we must remember that you are still worthy to be praised at all times. You know what you're doing, Heavenly Father, and you have allowed this thing to come up on the earth for a reason, and that is to get mankind's attention, because mankind has gotten so far away from you, and mankind has, even some of the pastors and bishops and preachers and of the different denominations of churches all over the land has allowed so many different things of the world to come into the church, and you are not pleased with it. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that even in the midst of this pandemic, that you are still in total control. We just love you, Heavenly Father, on tonight. We bless your name. Again, we thank you for your word that has gone forward on tonight, that we're going to continue to believe the report of the Lord. We're going to continue to stand on your word, Heavenly Father, and we're not going to believe the report of man. We're not going to believe the report of the world. We're going to continue to stand on your word, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are sitting high, you're looking low, and you have all power in your hands, and you don't slumber and you don't sleep. So we just thank you that you are in total control, and no matter what it looks like, and no matter what we are going through and experiencing right now, we bless your name on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have a perfect track record of keeping your word to your people. So now, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight. We continue to lift up every listener and ask that you will continue to bless them, continue to give them and grant them the desires of their hearts as our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform that it will continue to grow, that you alone will be glorified as our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the bereaved all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen your people, because we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on today. So we love you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, that was a short word on tonight. I gave you what God gave me to give to you. And so sometimes that's what we have to do as Christians. Once the Lord gives us something to give to his people, don't add or subtract anything from it. Give it to them just the way God, through his Holy Spirit, had given it to you to deliver to the people. And then God will be pleased with you. So I thank God for you, the listeners, on tonight. And I pray that something has been said through this word on tonight, through this message title, Whose Report Are You Believing Today? That you will be strengthened and that you will be able to continue to move forward in the works of the Lord is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. But know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. You want to tune in this coming Saturday night for Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. He always shares with us inspirational poems, that he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing God's word on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him. Now, I ask that you continue to spread the good news about this worldwide ministry and platform so that others can tune in and be blessed by it. I do want to remind the listeners that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. There is a procedure that you must go through in order to click on to be a follower of this worldwide ministry and platform. So I ask that you will follow the directions and procedures so that you will be able to get to the point where it says you can click on so that you can be a follower, not just only a listener, but I would like for you to become followers of this worldwide ministry and platform as we continue to grow, as God continues to use this worldwide ministry and platform for his glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, again, that's the ministry, that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that something has been said, that you receive the Lord's word and that you will continue to move forward, continue to believe the report of the Lord as the Lord speaks through his people. Again, tonight's message was brought to you by myself as your host. Whose report are you believing today? Until the next time, continue to know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until this coming Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.